Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to the Chronicles of Nannia, a nanny resource podcast made for nannies by me, a nanny. I am your host, Martha Reddick, and this week I have on a very special guest, Sarah George. Hi, Sarah.
Hello, Martha. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here. Sarah and I met in real life, face-to-face at Nanny Palooza. And she brought me a Lego because she had listened to the Lego episode, and it was so sweet.
I'm so happy it made it to you there.
Yeah, me too. I came down for breakfast the first morning of the conference, and Sarah came up and was like, I got you this Lego. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is the kindest thing. But yeah, and so we had kind of talked back and forth on Instagram a little bit, but it was really nice to meet you in real life.
I was so happy to meet you. Such a fun place to meet people.
It is, yes. I probably will be plugging it almost every episode until next year. If you can go to Nanny Palooza, go. It was such a wonderful experience and really... Within one weekend, the amount of payoff to my nannying is amazing.
Start saving now, friends. You guys can make it to California next year.
Yeah, start saving. But yeah, so this episode, we are going to be talking about working long hours. So as a nanny, often we are providing coverage for parents that are going to work full-time jobs. So that means that we have to get there before they leave for work and then work the entire time that they're at work and then be there until after they get home from work.
Yep.
So that means that we're sometimes working, you know, 10, 12, 14-hour days, depending on our nanny parents' jobs, which can be demanding to work that long. But before we get into that, let's hear a little bit about your background, Sarah. What brought you to nannying?
Well, like a lot of nannies, growing up, I knew I wanted to work with children in some capacity. So your mind often goes to, I'll be a teacher. Right. My mom was a teacher. You know, you grow up with the teacher's kid mindset. And then I thought, like, oh, I'm going to work with special needs. And then I wanted to work with early childhood. And I did a lot of specialized classes and things like that. When in high school, I was working with at a local early childhood center in the deaf and hard of hearing room. And that was fascinating and really interesting.
Yeah. Do you speak ASL?
Can you speak ASL?
Or, I mean, do you, can you sign?
Not fluently.
Yeah.
Not fluently.
I'm the same way. But I can like,
it is fascinating.
Yeah.
But I'm from St. Louis. So here we have, quite a few of the major deaf schools in the country.
Yeah.
So it's like this, I never knew it was a hub for the deaf community until just recently, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But so, and I, my first job was in a school, and then aftercare. I think my mother was a teacher for 20 years, and as like working with children is wonderful, but working in a school environment has definitely has its drawbacks, and I kind of decided that that really wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
And nannying kind of fell into my lap like it so often does. And I realized this is perfect. This is wonderful. It's this magical, not secret, but it's perfect for me at least.
Yeah.
And yeah, I worked for almost a year with my first full-time job. And then I got on board with an agency here in St. Louis. And I did about a year of temp work with them and learned lots and lots.
Yeah, temp work really does. It's like trial by fire. Sink or swim.
Yeah, the temp life is it's a hard, interesting life.
Yeah, but you do learn a lot when you're moving
you
kind of family to family.
A lot, yeah. And my agency, definitely, they provide subs for a lot of churches and local centers in our city, so you're working in classrooms a lot too.
Oh, okay, that's great.
And then I started with my current family in January of 2016, and I'm still there now.
That's great. That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Great. So, working long hours. Boy, it is not, I mean, we've said this a lot of times, nannying is not for the faint of heart.
It is not.
And
it's so true.
And yeah, so working long hours, one of the things that I guess I have, in my experience that I've had to learn how to do is how do you pack when you are leaving your house at 6 a.m. and you will not be back until 10 p.m. that night. How do you make sure you've got to be a really good planner to make sure that you have everything that you're going to need throughout the day?
Yes.
Yeah. And so in your experience, when you are working days that are really long, do the families that you work for, do you eat with the kids or do you bring your own food?
So it is with this job, they pay, they take care of my food while I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of changed. Like as my job has changed, with the new little one coming along, like I used to do some of the grocery shopping every week and then I would just pick up all my groceries and have them at the house.
Yeah.
That's changed a little bit. They're like fantastic cooks, so I definitely have no problem eating what they eat. And their daughter eats a lot of what they eat,
which
so,
is great.
Yeah, and they keep me very well stocked on coffee and creamer, so I'm a happy, happy person. That's another huge part of this, coffee, people.
Yeah,
or you can't drink coffee,
of choice.
Caffeine in general. And if you don't drink caffeine, I want to know your secret because
me too.
I can't function. but yeah, so they take care of that, and then like just snacks. Like even if you do. Even if they do take care of your main meals, snacks, people, are secret. It's not just for the kids. Nannies need snacks, too.
Yes, and that's something that I have definitely been trying to be better about is, like, having healthy snacks. Because when you are working, you know, 12, 14-hour days, it can get to the point where you're like, oh, man, I've been here 6 hours and I haven't eaten yet.
Yeah.
And so it's just like, even sometimes if I know it's going to be like a go, go, go day, then I set an alarm on my phone for every like 2 or 3 hours, depending on our schedule that day. And I'm like, okay, when this alarm goes off, like we all have to drink some water and we all have to eat a snack.
Yes. I kind of hoard water bottles. I always at least have one on my person. I typically have a water bottle and a coffee cup. And so, yeah, water is so important. I can definitely feel how, like, differently at the end of the day, whether or not I've had water or not. And you just, you have to drink so much more water than you would ever think.
Yes.
And there's, like, lots of, like, helpful apps and stuff out there to make sure you're getting enough, because hydrated is happy.
It really is. And so, yeah, thinking about those kind of self-care things,
mm-hmm.
the, you know, metaphor of, like, putting your oxygen mask on
mm-hmm.
first, is
exactly.
You can't provide quality care for kids if you are not providing quality care for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking about keeping yourself hydrated, keeping yourself fed, and, you know, when you are working these long days, especially if you're doing them back to back to back, sleep. Sleep is really, mm-hmm. really important.
Yes, sleep is so important, especially if you get up at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like I do. I mean, nannies are caregivers by definition, and how many times have – I can't even tell you how many times I've walked out of the house without a jacket, yet my children are perfectly – hat, gloves, mittens. There's fresh water and healthy snack. I'm like, well, I haven't eaten, and I'm in a short-sleeve shirt, so this is not working 100%.
Yeah.
Pack a backpack full of backups upon backups. Keep a bag in your car if you don't drive your – if you drive your own car for work, keep a bag in your car. Extra change of clothes, especially if you work with young children,
yes,
is key.
And changing that out for the seasons. So when – because, like, I don't know about St. Louis where you're based, but here in Chicago, like, it just switched into mm-hmm. basically winter.
Yes.
Not quite winter, but, like, we are in fall now for sure.
Yes. The Uggs came out today for sure.
Yeah,
it's cold.
So switching over that backpack, like – regularly checking in with it. Mm-hmm. I usually change out my, like, trunk supply of stuff every month. I mm-hmm. have, like, a day of the month, a day off that I'm like, okay, I'm going to get my car back in,
like, yeah.
true locker mode. I call my car
yes.
my, like, locker.
Yeah. My office, pretty
yeah.
much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and not just clothes. Extra pair of shoes as I'm looking at my pair of black flats I need to put back in my car because I wore heels all day and my feet were not happy with me at the end of the day, so they came out.
Girl.
Shampoo, conditioner, a brush, deodorant.
Deodorant is clutch.
Clutch. And that's, like, not even what I keep in the front of the car, like, console, which is, like, brush, spray, sunscreen. All that, like, is typically in the bag that's always with me.
Yes.
I need to be able to, like, live a few days out of my car because there have been days at work where it's, like, we don't know when we're going to be able to come home. They work jobs where emergency situations come in and they can't leave work.
Right.
So I've spent a night in the guest room before.
And for
sure. PJs, people, pack PJs.
Yeah, because there's nothing worse than – because you're like, well, I have to wear PJs because I'm mm-hmm. working.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
When I, like, first started for my job, they were actually looking for two nannies because they thought the hours were going to be as such that it would be too cruel to do it all in one person. But I, like, I can do it. I can take it on. And it actually hasn't been that bad for the first year. This year it's really, like, picked up.
Yeah, but that is something to keep in mind
mm-hmm.
for any nanny that does have a lot of really long days and is feeling mm-hmm. overwhelmed is mm-hmm. to not be scared of having that talk of, like, hey, I would love
mm-hmm.
to bring in another person that mm-hmm. could maybe be, like, the night shift nanny, or
yes.
that we switch off days so that I have a 14-hour day maybe twice a week and they have a 14-hour mm-hmm. day twice a week.
I am very grateful and lucky that my bosses are very good about checking in with me, and they let me know when Mom went back from maternity leave a few months ago that if you need another person to come in and get you, like, two afternoons off, like, they're always checking in, and that's so, so, so important.
Yes.
To keep communication open, because that, I mean, nobody likes to – they – I mean – It is helpful when you do work for bosses that work so much, and if they acknowledge that you are also working so much,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, as much as they love and want and to be around their children, it is still your work.
Right.
Yeah. And there are families that do need multiple nannies.
Yes, there are, for sure.
Yes. I know, and I acknowledge that there are nannies that work way more than I do.
And some, yeah, and they need – they – it's okay to ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are working that much, you are probably not doing it for the money. If you are doing mm-hmm. it for the money, then that's a different situation and mm-hmm. you know, do you, like, mm-hmm. get it.
Yeah.
But if you are working that much and it's not because of the money, you just feel like you should be a superhero and able to yeah. go all day, just check in with yourself. Is this making me happy? Is this making me the best caregiver I can be? Because mm-hmm. often avoiding burnout is more important than being the only provider of care.
Yeah, let go of kids. The pride a little bit. My nanny family has no family in the state, so I've had to tell myself it's okay if occasionally they have another sitter or something for date nights. I mean, maybe it's hard because especially if you're with them from when they're babies, it's like mm-hmm. these are my kiddos. But no, they can somebody else can do it. And when I started, I was working so many hours on the weekdays, and then I was still taking weekend jobs. And I understand financially sometimes it's necessary, but
yeah,
even if you can take one weekend off a month, if depending on your situation, it is so, so worth it.
Yes. And yeah, even if it is, you do whatever you need to do financially, but
yeah,
but just keeping in mind, looking for those opportunities of taking a little bit of time mm-hmm. away is important. And something that I used to do, and I don't do it as much anymore, but I, when I had like more of a quilt or a piecemeal mm-hmm. schedule, I would be, you know, with one family for 6 hours and then go babysit for another family for another 8 hours.
Yeah.
So I wasn't with the same kids, you know, for that entire mm-hmm. time, which has its own wear and tear
mm-hmm.
part of it. But being with the two different families also is exhausting. And then you're switching gears and mm-hmm. getting in different, you know, there's a different set of rules with every family and a different, like, dietary needs. And so just getting all of that filed correctly
mm-hmm.
was tough. And it, your downtime is your time to sort through all that mentally. We do a lot mm-hmm. of work in our sleep, which I always, you know, tell my kids this too, is your brain does a lot mm-hmm. of work while you're sleeping. And so it's important to give yourself the opportunity to get that sleep so that you can file away, like, oh, you know, little Zoe, you know, really was struggling with potty training. I hear ideas that I have for helping mm-hmm. that, but you can't do that if you're always at work.
Yeah. It's hard to work that long and then want to go home and read articles and get feedback from other ideas. Like, no, I want to just sit and binge watch Stranger Things like I've been doing all weekend.
Oh my gosh. Me too. I almost didn't go to a party last night. And I was like, no, you should be social and not just sit on your couch and watch Stranger Things. But if I had, you know what? It would have been okay.
It would have. Personal time.
Personal time is so important. And time where no one is asking anything of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we also sometimes as nannies forget that we are having to think about other beings all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, the mental wear and tear of being mm-hmm. like, of thinking like, I wonder if Zoe's getting hydrated mm-hmm. enough, or is Sally, you know, did she eat enough vegetables at lunch? And just those yeah. thoughts like come and go really quickly, but they do take their toll that you have them all day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're thinking all day, especially, I mean, it's with any age, but I'm with two small children right now, and it's even when they're sleeping, I'm looking at the monitor, like, just flipping back and forth between them.
Yeah.
On top.
Yeah, and so also keeping that in mind, if you are a nanny with a significant other, here, I'm going to just have your significant other meet me over here in this corner. We're just going to have a private chat. You go away, nanny, and I'm going to talk to your significant other. Hey.
Yes.
They work really, really hard all day. You should pamper them when they get home from a 14-hour day. They should not have to get up for anything.
Yes.
Pour them a bath. Get them a glass of wine if they want that. And let them relax. Okay, you can come back, nanny. We had a talk.
Yes, please.
But yeah, just keeping in mind, like, also your self-care with your relationships of if there's, if you need some alone time after being around small children all day, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And I, it's like, even if you do live with people, like, I live with two and roommates, and sometimes it's, I come home and I say hello, and then I just go to my room and close my door for a while and don't talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And they respect that and get that.
And good for them.
Yes.
Good for them.
Yes.
But yeah. Yeah. And I need that as well. Like, I'm an extroverted person, but I still need time where, yeah, I just don't talk to anybody for a while.
Yeah, I do tend to, like, call people on the way home from work. It tends to always be my mother. Bless my mother. I call her, like, once a day. She hasn't gotten annoyed at me yet.
Yeah.
But sometimes I need to talk to somebody who isn't a parent of the children I've been with all day, or another nanny who's also with children all day.
Yes, because when you do call your nanny friends, you end up talking about your kids, because...
Yeah, a lot.
Yeah, and that's important, too, but, but yes, calling and doing something that has nothing to do with your job, which for us is taking care of these important lives and beings and helping them grow... But it's okay to not be a nanny for a while.
Yes. No matter how much you love your job, you can step away from it just for a while.
Yeah. And it'll be there. Like, the kids will be there, and they love you. They love you more for it, you know, when you're away. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes. I just had a week off work, people, and oh, I can't wait for Monday morning. Yeah. I miss my girls.
Yeah.
And... oh, I keep looking at pictures on my phone. I'm like, but they're so amazing and magical. I just want to go back.
Yeah, and it does. Like, distance does make the heart grow fonder. And so just knowing that if you take a day off, it's okay. If you, if you need to call in backup, because two nannies means twice the love, and if you do get sick, then you have some backup and somebody to pick up that slack.
That's definitely an important thing to talk to your nanny family about. Like, if I am sick, will it be a family member? Is there an agency in town that does send out temps with really short notice? Is there a neighbor, perhaps? Like, that definitely needs to be in place, because if you ever are sick, or God forbid, in an accident, like, always. Yeah. Talk about it beforehand if you can.
Yeah, like any emergency plan, don't wait until the emergency happens to have that plan. And I do think prompting your nanny family to think about that is really important, because a lot of times they think the world of you, and they do think that you're a superhero. And we are. We definitely are superheroes, but... even superheroes, you know, all need a little bit of a break. And so, prompting them to think about, whoa, if, you know, my nanny can't.
If superhero gets sick, you don't want me here.
Yeah, exactly. Because then your whole house is probably going to get that. Because if a nanny gets sick, then it's going to get
Then everybody else is just done for.
Yeah, because, like, we usually have pretty good immune systems because we're around kids all the time.
Yes, and kid places and
right. And so yes. We're usually inoculated from most of the germs.
Mm-hmm.
But every season, I will get sick, like, once. Yep. Because then that's my body, like, being like, okay, this is the next round of germs. Let's work mm-hmm. through this.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely be prepared for your family to ask. I've gotten quite a number of different vaccinations that mm-hmm. different families have requested I get for their children, especially if they have a child that was born premature, they will
yes.
Possibly ask for separate vaccinations to happen, and a flu shot, which is pretty typical for a family to ask. If they get them, they probably want you to have one as well.
Yeah, but also talking about that in the interview and mm-hmm. when you're negotiating your contract, and if you know that you have a problem with that,
yes.
with a family asking you to get vaccinated, then that's on you to speak up mm-hmm. during the
yeah.
interview and being like, I'm not comfortable being asked to get a flu shot. That's mm-hmm. something I don't believe in, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
whatever you, your
yeah,
reason
you, what you guys. Both sides deserve to know what the other one is being asked of.
Mm-hmm. Goes back to communication, which is
yeah,
the theme
goes back
of this
to communication,
podcast.
And yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and so but again, do that before it comes up.
Yes, before it becomes an issue. Talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to talk about it before it becomes an emotional situation.
Yes, that's such
and
a
if
good way
it's easier
it.
To talk about things in the future tense.
Yes, it is. It is because I know that there's the you know, it's easier to ask forgiveness than permission. But mm-hmm. with nannying, I think it's better to ask permission than have it come up and be like, oh no,
yep.
this is not okay with me.
Yeah.
Later. So especially, in that boundaries setting way,
mm-hmm. there's. I mean, I would, if it's possible before you start full time with your family to get a feel for them and how they handle things, try to do some trial days, if not weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's so beneficial. So you don't end up in a situation where neither of you are happy with the setup. I just really, really recommend that.
Yes. And especially if you are going from a family where you were working, not really, really long days, if
mm-hmm.
you are going to work for a family that is, you know, doctors, firefighters, all those jobs,
mm-hmm.
nurses that, you know, that are
they can be unpredictable.
And, yeah, and unpredictable, then that trial to see if that's going to work with
mm-hmm.
your schedule of, like, I may be asked to stay the night. Is that okay with me?
Mm-hmm.
Because in theory, it can be okay, but when it happens and you know, had planned to
didn't
go to
know
a
it was
party,
a possibility at
yeah,
all.
Or you had, you know, dinner plans and then they
mm-hmm.
ask you to stay late, but you guys had discussed that might happen, then,
mm-hmm.
then yeah.
yeah. Yeah, and depending on their schedule, if you know that they have like a late shift at work where it is more likely that you'll have to stay later, maybe
mm-hmm.
try not to schedule things that day.
Yeah.
If it is completely out of the blue and they ask if you can stay, you can say no.
Mm-hmm.
And they can try to figure something out.
Yes. But yeah, like we've said a bunch in this episode,
mm-hmm.
discuss all that before it happens.
Yes.
Like, what is your plan if you get stuck at work really, really late, and I,
mm-hmm.
you know, we agreed that I would be out the door by 8
yeah.
p.m.
How does, like, I mean, it goes back to having a contract, people.
Yes,
it's so important. And what does overtime look like? Overtime
mm-hmm.
needs to be written and solid, and everybody needs to understand how that works.
Yes.
Do you have a setup where if you work over, if you have guaranteed hours for, say, 50 hours a week, and you work over 11 hours in one day, no matter where that falls in the 50 hours, you get paid time and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, at least financially you're being compensated for your time well.
Yes, exactly. And so, yeah, just having all of that set out is super important because
mm-hmm.
it's once you agree to help them the one time, it's a lot harder to go back and be like, wait, actually, this isn't okay with me.
Yeah. Don't ever ask me to stay late.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
It's hard.
And yeah, building up, like, don't let that resentment build up. Talk to them. Mm-hmm. If you are are even starting to feel uncomfortable, if they're getting home a little later and a little later, because I've seen on a lot of, like, the Facebook groups and things like that, mm-hmm. the groups, of, my family now, like, goes and works out after, you know, like after work. And I've been here 10 hours and I want to go home, and mm-hmm. they're assuming that I'm okay to stay. And it's tricky and it's hard, but saying like, mm-hmm. we need to work out a system. Either I'm getting paid overtime, you have another nanny come in for that time if it's important mm-hmm. to you. If it comes up within 24 hours, that I'm getting paid overtime, if it's beyond the time we agreed on, there's a lot of mm-hmm. different ways to handle that. Mm-hmm. I've seen some nannies with the lateness issue say that it starts being like, what is it, like $15 per minute or something after.
Oh, yeah. Like, they start doing the daycare rates. Like, yeah. If your child is in a daycare, you would pay this.
Yeah, exactly.
I've heard of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I personally haven't done anything like that.
I haven't either. And I haven't needed to. Thank goodness.
Mm-hmm.
All of my families are very, very respectful of my time. And I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't want it to get there.
I know, exactly.
And so just, yeah, saying that when it starts happening, start speaking up mm-hmm. then, of being like, mm-hmm. if you're going to be late, then we need to put a plan in place that we all agree to.
Mm-hmm.
Because I make plans based on what you have told me will yes. be my hours.
And even little things that like kind of help not get emotions high in that is like, if there are any parents listening to this, or you could ask your families you work for to do this, text your nanny when you're on the way home.
Yes.
I mean, they have time. I mean, I know they think the house looks fantastic when they come home every day, but it looks like a tornado during the day.
Yes.
Let me clean those bottles that have been sitting in the sink before you get home. Let me clean up just a few little things, and then like let me like get in my headspace. I'm like, okay, I get to go home and live my life. It there's an ending in this. And then you can start transitioning the children, which is so important.
Right. And we talked about that in there's a transitions time mm-hmm. episode that talks about that, of like, if it is somewhat unpredictable when the parent's going to be home, talking mm-hmm. to them and saying like, it helps the children and it helps me so much to know about, like, with maybe like a 10-15 minute heads up about when you're going to be home, so that we mm-hmm. can start that transition period. And that yes. helps like prevent tantrums from happening, and that witching hour and the time. And then you can also have the kids involved in an activity so that you can like debrief the parents about the day,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
or make sure that everything is in that communication log. Like, there's so many times that mm-hmm. I'm writing in that communication log before I head out the door, because I was like, oh, I just didn't have time today to write mm-hmm. in the communication log, you know.
Yeah.
All the little things of like.
Yeah, and there's a lot of little things that happen in 12 plus hours.
Yeah, it is. And they add up, and it's hard. And sometimes with some older kids for the communication mm-hmm. log, I make that part of our routine of like, I'm like, okay, I'm going to fill out the communication log. Like, what do you want me to put in? And then there's some like autonomy there of they can be like, can you put that my like lip hurts? I'm like, yeah.
I love that. That's awesome.
And I'm like, yeah, I totally can. I can also help you solve that problem, because this is the first I'm hearing about it.
But here's some chapstick, friends.
I can write it down too. But then that also is a great way to check in with your kids mm-hmm. about what, if they want their parents to know it, it's also probably worth you knowing. Mm-hmm. And So it's under this, like, different guise of, like, what do you want to communicate to your parents? And you can find out, like, some really cool stuff that way. Of, like, can you tell my mom that I did this cool move in dance class today? Yep, I totally can. Let me see that cool move.
Yeah.
So
that kind of helps out the, you know, gives a little more detail to the what did you do today question.
It totally does. It totally does. And we've had a couple different episodes where we've talked about that, mm-hmm. the different ways of asking what did you do, because a lot of times, you know, how was your day or what did you do? Kids are already falling into that. Fine.
Yeah. There's like, I feel like a lot of conversation happening right now, all over the board as far as children and just different ways and more effective ways to talk to them and keep good communication open.
Yes.
Right now. I feel like that's a huge thing that I've been seeing.
I do too. I do too. And I love it because I think it's super it's awesome. Important. But yeah, so to somewhat go back and just like cover everything we've covered,
mm-hmm.
Have a bag in your car.
Yes.
With all of the supplies that you might need, you know, you can call mm-hmm. it your Mary Poppins bag of like just anything, you know, PJs, toothbrush, like if you're glasses, contacts wear, mm-hmm. your contact case, a little bit of contact solution in your glasses, because
mm-hmm.
that's also something that I get super worried about sometimes with my contacts is I'm like, if something happened to this contact during the day, then I couldn't see, you know, like, and
yeah.
so I have an extra pair of glasses, that I just keep in my car that if something happens, then I can put on that pair of glasses. And, or if I'm wearing glasses, if I'm wearing my main pair of glasses, I have a backup pair of glasses in case those glasses break.
That is brilliant. I might have to do that.
Yeah, it's super duper helpful. This is just a little hint. They are not sponsoring me, although you can if you want, Zenni. But Zenni, Z-E-N-N-I, they have mm-hmm. super cheap glasses. And you just need to like put in your prescription and you can upload your picture and like quote unquote try the glasses on your face and then they send them to you and they're like $12 for prescription glasses. And so
that
I get
sounds
like
fantastic.
Five pairs.
Wow, I wish I'd known about that. I just got glasses a few weeks ago.
Oh man. Well now, you know, for $12 you can have more if you want.
I love they glasses.
Do,
like
they do take a while. They do yeah. take a while to get here, so just keep that in mind. But yeah, so having, you know, everything that you need in your car,
mm-hmm.
And packing healthy snacks, having a couple different water bottles, having coffee or tea or your caffeinated drink of choice at the house. Like, I just bought a box of tea that is for my nanny time, and then I have a box of tea that is for my apartment time.
Yeah, if you can keep like a bag in the pantry that just you can throw like snacks in, healthy snacks, and keep like a coffee cup in there.
Yeah.
Martha, I think you have a drawer in a fridge, which I'm very
I do. It's very kind of them. And yeah, it's super helpful to be able to keep stuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, just knowing that, especially if you're working long hours, you're basically living at their house.
Yeah, exactly.
And being able to keep things there, mm-hmm. is important. Or in your car. Like if your nanny family is not okay with having your stuff there mm-hmm. when you're not there, then, you know, make do in your own trunk of having your bag of stuff. That's a little more difficult because of weather elements, but yeah, keeping stuff in your car and ready to go and checking the weather.
Yes. check the weather if you live in the Midwest.
Yeah. So that you have, I mean, really if you live anywhere,
yeah.
Except for like LA where it's always the same, but yeah, especially if you do live in a place that has all four seasons, then mm-hmm. check the weather because it's different every day. And then, so yes, and then once you're there, stay hydrated, stay well fed. You can listen to the independent play episode. It's okay to build in some time that, depending on the age of the child, you know, but if they're super little, then they're napping. And once they get older and they aren't napping anymore, building in a little bit of time to encourage individual play and setting the kid up for success there, which just go listen to that episode because it's great. But yeah, setting the kid up for success of like having bins that have different activities in them, kind of Montessori style of like, everything you need to do this activity is in this bin. You just pull it off the shelf and go. And then what else did we talk about? Oh, it's okay if you need another nanny to help you. If you're working over 10 hours in a day, that's a lot. That's a lot. And just, it's okay, guys. Oh, self-care once you get home. Of it's okay to, like, we do work in a profession where it's harder to leave work at work. But it's okay to leave work at work for, you know, for your own self-care. Like, have a night where you don't think about the kids. It's okay.
They'll be okay. That sounds hard.
I know. And
I mean, even me,
hard.
I'm like, look, I'm like, tend to, like, I have to pull up my phone and show pictures like they're my own children, which they're not. So I need to be better about that.
But it's okay to, like, have your own active life going on, too. You can be a nanny and a actor, or a nanny and a museum goer. Or, you know, you contain volumes. And, and recognizing that fact is okay.
I've seen a lot of nannies kind of, you know, they spend so much time with these children. When they leave work, they tend to worry and, like, have some anxiety about the welfare of their children. Not welfare, but just their parents, more than likely, are very capable and happy to be with them and take care of them. But, it's okay. They're going to be fine.
And recognizing that part of your job is that the parents do get to be better parents because they're not with them all day. Because they're not with them all day. So when they get home, then they can focus on their kids because they have a nanny that they love and trust that takes care of their kids when they're when they're away. And so you're doing your job by letting the parents spend time with their kids, and they will be okay. They will be.
Chances are you're going to be there really early in the morning anyway.
You'll be the first to know.
And then I guess we talked about keeping communication open and with a log. Something else that I just want to say quickly about that is if they do let you know that they're on their way home or about to leave work, if you feel like it's true to yourself to ask for this, ask if there's anything you can do before you leave. I know that if you're a household manager, you typically, I think, in that role handle more of the cooking for the family, but even just preheating an oven, boiling a pot of water is so helpful, because I know I will text my roommates and ask them to do that for me when I'm about to leave to come home. And just that kind of time that you're not waiting to cook your own meal and go home and take care of your children is really helpful.
That's such a great thought.
Yes, because nobody wants to wait for water to boil or an oven to preheat if they're already tired and hungry.
Right, yeah. And so, yes, that's a great thing. Or, drawing a bath for the kids that you're not necessarily going to put the kids into, but the bath is, like, ready to go for the parent.
Maybe letting the dog out, just like something quick will make the transition easier for them coming home to being with their children, and doesn't necessarily take any time at all.
Because a lot of that stuff that we listed is kind of like a quick thing, and then you have to wait.
Yeah.
So, that's a really, really good idea to just be like, hey, is there anything, you know, while you're on your way home, mm-hmm. is there anything I can do here that would help? That's brilliant. I love that idea. What a easy way to be kind.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I think
we did it.
I think we did it. Yeah. Listen to the, self-care episode too, if you're having trouble with that transitioning out of work period mm-hmm. for yourself of like leaving and coming home and being home. The self-care yeah. episode is really good. Has some good advice for ways to do that. So yeah. And then if you have other ideas, if you're like, wait, but Sarah and Martha, you guys didn't talk about blah, 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 then please email in to chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. I would love to share other ideas on a different episode. I'm always looking to grow as a nanny. So yeah, mm-hmm. Please email into that. And then if you have 5 minutes this week and you have not written a review of the podcast yet, if you can go on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, whichever version you have, and write a review, that's the best way for us to get more listeners. Like, their algorithm works such that the more reviews and written reviews you have, the better. So if you have time this week, that would be wonderful. And then we end each episode with a fun story or quote or uplifting or heartfelt. And Sarah has brought one.
Okay, I think I got one. So we awesome. Are filming this right around Halloween, and this is going to be about my my oldest. She just turned two, uh-huh. and up to about a year and a half, she didn't watch any TV.
Mm-hmm.
And the first movie she watched, her parents played for her, and it was Mary Poppins.
Aww.
And which is so sweet, and then she really loved it. And then her parents kept telling her that she had a Mary Poppins, so it's aww, all very adorable.
That is adorable.
I know. And then her other favorite movie that they shortly showed her afterwards was The Sound of Music. So we are big Julie Andrews fans.
Yes.
I mean, I now sympathize with the nannies who listen to Frozen 25 times a day, because it's step in time 25 times a day. Mm-hmm. Step in time. Mm-hmm. And yes. And so with it being Halloween, she's going as Mary Poppins for Halloween. And it is the most precious. Her grandmother handmade this costume.
Wow.
And it's the Mary Poppins costume. But it's not traditional because the accent colors are pink and white polka dots. So there's a pink and white polka dot umbrella and a ribbon on the hat. She still has the jacket and the long skirt, the Victorian style jacket and long skirt. She has little black heels with pink tights. Oh my gosh, the carpet bag.
That's
and
so cute.
Yes, they even got a robin for her to put on her finger.
Oh.
And
wow.
Oh my gosh. It's so precious. It makes my heart happy.
That is so cute.
And if you've never heard a 2-year-old say atmosphere or try to say supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, you have not truly lived. So it's so cute.
Oh my gosh. I love that. What a wonderful image.
It is darling. So maybe show Mary Poppins to your nanny kids, because it's a great movie.
Yes, it really is.
And the sequel's coming out next year.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, thank you. That was delightful.
You are so welcome.
And thank you all for listening. We'll see you next week.
Chronicles of Nania is produced and hosted by Martha Reddick. Artwork by Noni Amadon. Theme music by Brad Kemp. Find him at secondbedroomstudio.com. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Chronicles of Nania and on Twitter at Nania Podcast. To contact us, email chroniclesofnania@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. This show has been brought to you by Machine Culture.
Hey, Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.